My fellow Americans, I come before you tonight as a candidate for the vice presidency and as a man whose honesty and integrity has been questioned. Now, the usual political thing to do when charges are made against you is to either ignore them or to them without giving details. I believe we've had enough of that in the United States, particularly with the present administration in Washington, D.C. To me, the office of the Vice Presidency of the United States is a great office, and I feel that the people have got to have confidence in the integrity of the men who run that office and who might obtain it. I have a theory, too, that the best and only answer to a smear or to an honest misunderstanding of the facts is to tell the truth. And that's why I'm here tonight. I want to tell you, I'm sure that you have read the charge and you've heard it, that I, Senator Nixon, took $18,000 from a group of my s***ers. Now, was that s***? And let me say that it was s***. I'm saying, incidentally, that it was s***, not just illegal, because it isn't a question of whether it was legal or illegal. That isn't enough. The question is, was it morally s***? I say that it was morally s***. If any of that $18,000 went to Senator Nixon for my personal use. And now, finally, I know that you wonder whether or not I am going to stay on the Republican ticket or resign. Let me say this. I don't believe that I ought to quit because I'm not a quitter. And incidentally, Pat's not a quitter. After all, her name was Patricia Ryan and she was born on St. Patrick's Day. And you know, the Irish never quit. But the decision, my friends, is not mine. I would do nothing that would harm the possibilities of Dwight Eisenhower to become president of the United States. And for that reason, I am submitting to the Republican National Committee tonight through this television broadcast the decision which it is theirs to make. Let them decide whether my position on the ticket will help or hurt. And I'm going to ask you to help them, the Republican National Committee, whether you think I should stay on or whether I should get off. And whatever their decision is, I will abide by it. But just let me say this last. Regardless of what happens, I'm going to continue this. I'm going to campaign up and down in America until we drive the and the communists and those that defend them out of Washington. And remember, folks, Eisenhower is a great man, believe me. He's a great man. And a vote for Eisenhower is a vote for what's for America.